Kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the Kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
Und ein sehr guter, gesunder Morgen zu all uns Einherres. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, damit auch allemen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on the Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again from a rather chilly Johannesburg.
It's not so cold.
Okay.
For him it's not cold.
No, for me it's camel not cold.
My name's Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today are Shoshana and Ronnie Kaplan. Judy's unfortunately still away from us with bronchitis, so we wish her a refuah shleima and a speedy recovery, and hopefully we'll see her back next week.
Amen.
Here we are on the 6th of July, the 17th of Tammuz, today.
Today, yeah.
Wie die Zeit fliegt.
Das ist jetzt in Anfang von 3 Wochen.
Yeah. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the three of us will once again be bringing you an exciting and interesting show. The show is focused on the spirit of Yiddish, and we'd love to hear from you. So make a note of our contact details. Send us an SMS on 34519, a telegram on 061-895-1019, or you can email us at onair@chaifm.com. As usual, Ronnie, I'm sure you've got some interesting stories for us, a few words from here to be thrown in. So stay tuned with us, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will then give us some insight into some Jewish matters, and I'm certain that her chat will be of interest to all. I wonder what her topic is this week. Shoshana, give us a hint on your topic, please.
Ich gehe anfangen mit 3 Wochen und Norden mich angehen mit dem Meister von Incredible.
Okay. Ronnie.
Ja,
die
Werte. I want to know what diabetes is.
Is this for us or
no,
for the listeners?
No, that's for the listeners. They got a reply. Diabetes. Next one is insurance. The next one is tragedy. And the other one is smoked salmon.
Oh,
I want to know what the word is. I know what the word is.
I think we all know what the word is.
I don't think so. Okay. Right. Ich will anfangen mit der Meister. Du willst übertreichen? Okay. Good. Hilton is dort zu übertreichen. Thank God. Er ist gekommen zurück. Er guckt euch in Ordnung. Er schmeichelt jetzt.
Wo ist das für ein Lachen?
Nein, das Schmeicheln.
Sie gut zu schmeicheln, gut zu lachen.
Durch zu lachen, ja. Otherwise, what's life all about? Please tell me. Okay. There was a guy called Menashe, and he had geblieben in Israel, and he had given 22, 24, he gesucht for a Shidach. Nie gekannt, gefunden a Shidach. He had gedavent, and sie kommen Rosh Hashanah, had gedavent again.
So there was this fellow, Menashe, lived in Israel. He was about 24 years old, and he was looking to get married. And he went to shul, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed, and nothing happened.
Kein Sache ist passiert. Und er gegangen, sind gekommen, Rosh Hashanah, und Yom Kippur, und Sukkot, und gedavent, und gedavent, und noch ein Jahr, noch ein Jahr. Gott zu danken. Wenn 25 Jahre alt, also ich in der Woche, gegangen, gefunden, Akala.
Oh, so he carried on praying and praying and praying, and all the Yontavim came. It was Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and carried on and on and on. And anyway, on his 25th birthday, he turned 25, and just about then he found a potential bride.
Right. So he came to the talk from Chasana. And at a very young in shul in Frimorgen, davenen nights.
He went early. He went to an early minyan, when on his 25th birthday.
On his wedding day.
Sorry, I was just looking at some of the messages that have already come through. Three of them.
Isaiah, good. So carry on.
No, you.
So, So geht rein in Schule, und pitom, all of a sudden, sein Vater kommt da rein. Sagt der Vater, was tust du da? Sagt er, ich bin ein von dir, aid for dem Tag.
So, yeah. His father walked in, came to shul that morning, it was an early minyan, and he turned around and he said to his father, Dad, what are you doing here? He said, I've come because I'm going to be a witness at your wedding.
Right. Sagt er, they finished the davnen, and the Vater geht still in Twillen weiter.
So they finished praying that morning. It was an early morning service, and the father then was going to put his tefillin on again.
Another time, not the same tefillin.
Rabbeinu Tam.
Another set of tefillin.
Rabbeinu Tam. Zokta Futter, was it dosi dos? Is zokta? Ich hab genommen a Schwur mit Joren Zirik. Also Tog, mein Sohn wird Chasno haben, lech epis Marathon.
So I took an oath. Menashe says to his father, Dad, what are you doing? I mean, it's like crazy what you're doing. He says, No, you don't understand. I took many years ago, I took an oath to myself and said that on the day that my son gets married, I'm going to do something extra in terms of religious Judaism. I put on another pair of tefillin.
So it happens.
Yeah. So we've got three messages. four messages. We've also got to read, Ronnie, this is for you. Listen, please.
Yeah.
This is the Kumsitz.
So I've got some messages here. Now the question is Judy allowed to answer what diabetes and all that kind of stuff is?
Yeah, but
she's not on the show, so
no, it doesn't matter. Okay. She can, but she mustn't. Let her. You want to do it? Tell us, okay?
All right. So Judy says a guten Morgen. That's to start with.
A good morning.
Diabetes is Zuckerkrank.
100%.
Right. Then she says after Zuckerkrank, she says insurance. Strachering, but it's versichering.
Versichering is correct.
So sorry, Judy, but, and smoked salmon, she says, is reichen loks. It's lux. Yeah.
I call it in America lux.
What's again?
Smoked salmon.
Now her first word was what?
Was right. Diabetes.
No. In a lox. She said two words.
Oh. Reichen loks.
Reichen
loks. Smoked.
Oh,
Reichen smoked. But loks is smoked salmon. Yeah.
Reichen and loks. Oh, the loks reichen.
No, that's smoked, Shoshana. Really right. Good.
And then, of course, Judy says she's missing us all.
Okay.
Then, so are we missing you.
Then Carol Zimmerman.
Yeah.
She says, yeah, she said, Carol sent two messages. Sorry, I'm just, we've had so many messages here. Carol says, of course, Cindy had to put some messages on, but I can't read them. Because all the messages have come through. Craig's a star. Go down a bit more, Craig. Right. So Cindy said, wishing Judy a refuah shleima. And she says, Guten Morgen, a Yiddish team from Umschlange. So that's how you know that the beaches are closed there, eh?
Yeah.
Right. Then, Carol.
What did Carol say?
Craig, sorry. Just, push them down a little bit here, please. All right. So Carol says, I have a naughty little Yiddish story for you, but I'll have to give it thought because Yiddish stories are never crude or rude. They're just true to life. It's not telling somebody to go to hell. But he has to enjoy the journey. Yeah, so that's what she means by that. Judy, obviously we're missing you. And Cindy also had tried, but she says smoked lux.
Smoked lux.
Okay.
So Judy, you did the reichenen, and Cindy said the smoked. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. Good. Okay. Now, I have to do the advert in. I'm doing the advert. Letzte Woche habe ich gekrogen a ganzer Blatt of 10 pages from the Diskim, and then all the Sachen, was they verkaufen, ich gewinne in a wenig. And they have gute, they gehechet the prices. And dorten haben sie gesagt, dass es gedauert 60 Minuten, kannst du schreiben bei euch in Haus, and it's fantastic, but ich habe gesehen, alles Ding, 6000 Sachen. Besondere Sachen.
7000.
Ja, weil ich habe gesehen, ich nicht gesehen, 7000, ich habe gesehen, eine Sache, aber es ist alles zu tun, mit diesem Game. Sie seien gleich, gute Menschen. Aha. Und sie geben zu durchgerechnet.
Gut.
Und der zweite Meister ist David von der Colour Bookshop. Ich kenne ihn, er ist ein weiler Mann, er arbeitet schwer, und er verkauft vor ihm alle jüdische Sachen. Kennst du reingehen dort bei ihm, in 17, Northfield Avenue, und haben eine Kopf Time, nicht Heint. Heint ist der Tonnes. Wir schicken Menschen noch der Tonnes.
Okay.
This is the Kumsitz.
So, here we are back on air again. And for the record, Carol disagrees with everybody about Zuckerkrank. She says that sugar diabetes is a verschleppter Krank.
Gerecht easy. Es ist verschleppt. Wir kennen das nicht. Sie sagen jetzt, dass wir nehmen noch eine Refuhr, kannst du verlieren der Zucker, das verlieren Gewicht. There's all kinds of new stuff that come out. They say you can take an injection for the diabetic people, and within a few weeks, your sugar will drop, but you also lose weight. Ich habe das einmal probiert. Ich wurde krank. Ich tue das nicht weiter.
Okay, so you don't think the injections are good?
A lot of people say it's good for them, but I say that can it affect you badly.
Anyway, so Carol, we've been missing you, and I see you making up for it. So again, she says, a guten Morgen wieder, mein jüdischer Freund. Sorry I missed last week, but again, no tea party is better than a Kumsitz. So obviously, she's got the message that she'd rather listen to us than go to a tea party.
Yeah, but we don't get tea and biscuits here even.
Oh well, especially for today you can't. So don't be cross.
I'm not cross. Chas v'sholem.
And
morgen, then letzte Woche bedarf kriegen.
Your Yiddish this morning is flawless. Tzamachel anzuheren.
Okay.
Wer das gesagt?
Carol.
Sie weiß, was du sagst, eh?
And then Judy again.
Yeah.
She's obviously missing us, Judy.
Yeah.
So we're missing you too, Judy. Judy says you are the best. Sorry, not we the best. Carol's the best.
Ah. Okay.
All right. No problem.
So they can gain zusammen. Judy.
No problem.
The weiß was mit darf sie beide anleihen. Judy kommt rein, but we darf
Carol einladen.
Einladen.
Okay. Sie do genug Platz zu sitzen?
Ja, yes, wir können nehmen noch 10 Menschen.
Noch 10
Menschen.
All right, so now, here we are back on air. We've been back on air for a while, but anyway, we're continuing with the show. Shoshana, tell us about your topic.
Okay, jetzt, as Adam gesagt, ist Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Das ist der Anfang von den 3 Wochen. Und der letzte Tag von den 3 Wochen ist Tisha B'Av. Was ist passiert in dem Zeit? Das ist gewesen sehr schwer für die Jiden. Tisha B'Av gewesen der Chuben, der erste und der zweite Beis HaMikdash. Der zweite Beis HaMikdash gewesen der Chuben und das ist gewesen für Sinas Chinam. Das versteht, das ist for baseless hatred. So we've had Tisha B'Av. Today we're starting the 3 weeks ending in Tisha B'Av. Reason being that on the Tisha B'Av, two temples were destroyed. A last temple was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And that means baseless hatred. So, was darf mir tun, zu machen das Recht? Wir darf haben Ahavas Chinam. We have to have love for no reason. Not basis, hatred, but love for no reason. Und dem Parsha, was mir geht, lernen, dem Woch ist Pinchas. Und Pinchas hat genommen der Kass von der Kodesh Baruch Hu von den Menschen. This week we're going to be reading Pinchas in the Parsha. And what Pinchas did was to take away the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, weil the Nasi von Shimon hat given Zimri und hat gemacht Znus mit Cosby, the princess von Moab, the prince of Shimon. Of Simon, of the second son of Avraham Avinu, he was behaving immorally with the princess of Moab, and keiner hat keine Sache getan. No one was doing anything. And 24,000 Menschen waren ausgehärtet. 24,000 people were dying on a plague. Und Pinchas gekommen. And he killed them both. And with that killing, the plague stopped. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu gesagt, as get a brit shalom to Pinchas. And what is a brit shalom? We darf hoben shalom. As mir hoben shalom in Klal Yisrael, we hoben avas chinam ish v'ri'ehu, we love each other for nothing. In other words, just because we're fellow Jews, we have to do for each other, we have to love one another, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be unzufrieden with us, Hashem will be happy with us, Hashem Shechina will come from Golos, Hashem will take us Me'er Bakan for the Aretz from all four parts of the world, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Ikratet Shashiach Tzikeinu, Yomir Tzashem, Bimhera V'yameinu. Pinchas actually, he never died. His neshama had given given to Eliyahu Hanovi, and Eliyahu Hanovi gave sign Eliyahu Hanovi is going to be the forerunner of Mashiach. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I see that Judy Gate Rubin on fashion show has designed in August. The 9th of August, the Dobina fashion show by Irgin Hoys, and this is for Fatsadoka. Ich weiß, that beide meine Töchter seien dort Models. The gay and weisen, the Weiber Kleider, and dort, was ist passiert? Sei das gewesen. Okay.
So there's a fashion show that Judy's going to host at her house on the 9th of August.
Yeah.
Which is the proceeds are for charity
for Emuna,
and the fashion show here it is on 52 6th Street Houghton, and contact 083-400-5312 to book.
Yes, we sind Zehner Seigen für morgen.
So, ladies only.
Yeah, the because you will gain with me, Kenneth. Ich bin a Mann.
Oh, well, maybe you could sneak in because of your daughters, but
okay.
You don't want to see it anyway because you want the clothes to be a surprise.
And that's right.
Yeah.
Gerecht binst du.
Okay.
Okay.
What's a surprise in Yiddish?
Yeah. Surprise.
Uh huh.
Stump the balabos.
No, you stumped the balabos. I'll get that word. I'll think about it.
You'll think about what is a surprise in Yiddish.
Surprise!
Oy vey.
No, oy vey is under thing.
No,
well. We come to them to write it.
Oy vey is not a good surprise.
No, not a good surprise, that's it.
Well, it's oy vey, I don't know the word for a surprise.
No, ich rech it nicht.
Ronnie. Ich bin enttäuscht.
Disappointed. Okay.
Ich bin enttäuscht.
Very good.
All right. Anyway, so we need to just mention to everybody, as everybody knows, today is 17th of Tammuz, the beginning of the 3 weeks, And baseless hatred was the cause of all the problems that the Jews experienced. What's it?
You ever touch it? Was it
3,000 years? No, about 3,000 years ago.
No, just 2,000. Was
2,500 years ago.
The first base, second base of metal was 2,000 years ago.
Okay. But be that as it may, it's a long time back, baseless hatred.
And the base was resigning gets in Golas by the Father Far.
Punishment.
Nor does. Aber wir können das nicht überkommen. Wir haben Machleukes zwischen uns alle dem Jahren.
The Jews themselves, that's what it is.
Ja, zwischen uns, wir haben Machleukes. Also wir haben Shalom, wir haben Gottes Wort gegeben, ein Brief Shalom zu Pinchas, wird sein gut.
Okay.
Ich beteilige alle.
So, fine, it's fantastic.
No, I think everybody understands, so basically what we just have to do is we have to have baseless love between us or between all the Jews. We don't have to, there's the saying, if you got two Jews, how many opinions have you got?
Right.
Three. So we don't need that. We need a situation where we all agree with each other.
But as it's a good zwischen uns, it's a good for the ganze
whole world.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying our best, some of us.
Right.
Israel, for example, looking after the Arab children and sending the equivalent of their Hatzola.
Yeah.
They're sending their medical people to look after the Arabs. And they're
operating on them in an Israeli hospital. But that's CNN and BBC don't carry.
Well, that's what they're about. So
that's us, the Jewish people. But we go into, if they went into the, one guy was killed, but the problem being that we take them to our hospitals, 100%. Last week in the Jewish paper you saw that they saved... There's an organization that supplies money and they take them from all over the world for hospital
organizations. It was a Jewish boy in Eretz Israel who had to have some medicine because he was very sick and it was very expensive. And he couldn't get it. He applied, he couldn't get it. So the one Rav says, you know what, say your name is Ahmed. And he said his name is Ahmed and he got crook on the medicine. By the far, we didn't say, überbaten the ganze judiciary system.
Clever idea. Okay, do we machen a paar Wörter ein?
Yes, give us a few words, Ryan.
What is short?
Kurz.
Very good, Shoshana. Okay, what's busy?
On Vernommen. Vernommen?
You're right.
She's quick today, eh?
What's a picture frame?
It's a build something.
A build? Very good. Where's the first word? It's correct. A build is a frame. What's the frame?
It's on...
No. Room. R-O-M. Oh,
room.
Okay.
A room.
Okay, what's a basket?
A schlüssel.
No, you carry a basket.
You're right. You started it.
Like
no. She's running the everyday words. They're so simple. And you'll tell us and we'll say, why didn't I think about it?
A kerbel.
It's
a kerbel or it's a... It's a shak, S-H-A-K.
A sack.
A sack, yeah.
A sack. Okay.
A kufsak.
Kufsak.
Okay. What's to meet?
To treffen.
That's correct, yeah. What's a battery?
A battery.
Correct.
Really?
I took a guess.
Very good. To meet you did say, okay. What's inspect?
Versuchen. Besuchen.
Einsuchen. To meet.
Einsuchen.
Angucken.
Angucken.
Okay, what's elderly?
Alt.
Not bad.
Alter.
Wird älter.
Älter ist right. Elderly ist älter. Okay, what's only?
No.
No.
No, nicht no.
Allein.
Lonely as in...
Only.
No. Yeah. Ich hab no, I've only got, ich hab no eine Sache. No. Okay. Was ist es? Was ist es?
Einzig.
Einzig. That's one.
Ja, einzig ist only. Einziger.
Einziger. Yeah. One and only.
Yeah, okay. What's to suchen? I mean, I gave you the word.
To look.
No, it's to search.
To search.
I gave you the wrong word. Okay, we gave this one and they haven't come back to us with the word tragedy.
Tragedia.
That's right.
An Unglück.
Very good. That's the one that they didn't get the thing. Okay. What's a menu? You know, a menu. Nothing. Menu?
Menu?
Yes, it's a menu. So I'm not gewusst von solchen Sachen in the old days. Okay, what's a market? Simple words.
Yeah, that's a mark.
Correct. See, I told you, what's satisfaction?
What's that smoking?
Satisfaction.
Yes, what's satisfaction?
That edit for smoking satisfaction.
No.
It's freedom.
There you go.
Very good, Shoshana. Excellent.
You see, they're so simple that you just, we can't think of it.
Yeah. What's a little piece?
A kleine Stickel.
Yeah, what's a pencil?
A pencil?
Mm.
A schreib something or other.
A schreiber?
A pencil?
Nein. A Bleier.
A Bleier, oh. Yeah. Those are the
is that not a pen?
No. Pen something else.
Gedenkst du the song, as we get in Lesson Weg, and they've opened the Bleier in the.
That's yeah, it, yeah. Okay. What's flower?
Mel.
Good. What's pain?
Weitig
is correct. What's luggage?
So, a tabadan is a suitcase, but it's not luggage.
Yeah, what's luggage?
A poor tabadan.
It's not. Come, you don't know. Okay. All right, I'll give it to you. Luggage is bagage.
Why didn't you ask us what baggage is? That's much easier. We would have been able to tell you.
There were luggage. There's bagage. Oh. Okay, what's the sea?
I am.
Shana, you're on the ball, eh? Okay, I think that's about all I got for today. What's patience?
Geduld.
Very good, Hilton. Hilton got it. Okay. To emulate. You know, emulate somebody else.
To machen.
Correct. Very good. You people are very
and
good.
And here you're the other Kaplan.
Yeah.
Who I can't convince. He says he can't speak Yiddish. He doesn't understand why. But I actually know why. Because his initial is A. And AK doesn't want to come onto the show.
Was
he wants doctor? To know what the word for surprise is.
You get it.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
No, he's got it, yeah.
Of course he's got it. He's looked it up.
No, I don't know whether he's looked it up or not, but was you want it?
Yes.
Iber-Russian.
Iber-Russian. Iber-Russian. Was it geschrieben by dir, Ron?
I haven't got it. He asked me that question.
That's why he asked why.
That's why. And thank you, Alan. Thank you for the answer.
Alan.
Iber-Russian.
Yeah. Alan. I think we want you on the show so yeah, that we so can have the 4Ks.
Really?
Please. Right.
Okay.
Carol is with us today.
Again?
Yes. She wants to know what old bones are.
Alte Beine.
Well done.
Was noch?
And why did she put that?
No.
Old bones?
No.
Because she says, was tut mir weh?
Alte Beine. Yeah, very yeah. Clever.
Wie alt bist du, Carol?
Hey, das ist mir fragt dich der Freude, wie alt sie ist.
Should we?
One more word I've got for you. What's build?
Oisboyen.
Very good. Okay. Ashikai, okay. All the words are now completed, and we have now done everything in the, well, it's very clever, the gerechete seminar. I like that word, but it's not, it's lux. You know, all over America, when they go, Zuntikin from Morgan, talking about a lux sandwich. Lox sandwich. Okay.
Okay.
Shana, you got something else?
Yeah, we got to have music now.
This is the Kumsitz.
So here we are back on air again, Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-host Ronnie and Shoshana. To all our listeners out there, share your thoughts with us on any topic that you may wish us to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows. Send an SMS on 34519, a text on Telegram at 0618951019, or an email from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. We Jews have to find music for everything. It was quite well written, the song about the 17th of Tammuz, and it summarized all the problems of the reasons for Tammuz, for the seventh fast of 17th of Tammuz.
Yeah.
And just a comment from Judy, she says, good, hey? The song, that is. Yeah. So it was actually very well
done.
Summarized and whatever.
Very nicely done.
So, Shoshana, you've got something else to tell us.
Ich gehe on mit der Meise von Incredible. This is like a series, was ich sage. Ich gehe erzählen, was da passiert mit Yudel Yehuda Wallace, the Sohn from Yossi Wallace. Er gewesen in the Lager, in the concentration camp. And er gesehen, als ein paar Menschen gehen, das gewesen, They were absolutely finished. They were on their way to the gas chambers. And einer von sei hat gehabt a Sacket und gewarf a Sacket zu Yidl. Und gekrogen das und reingegangen in Barack und gesehen, as das is Tefillin. So as he was standing outside, he saw a few people going to the gas chambers. And they didn't need what he had. This one man saw Yidl. He threw him a packet, and the packet was tefillin. Now, yet Yidl had not keine Sache wie getan Jüdischkeit von 39, as er reingekommen in the lager. Yidl didn't do anything as far as Judaism was concerned from 1939, from the beginning of the war, since he was in the concentration camp. But now, er hat the tefillin, hat in the free, the next talk hat angelegt the hand and the rosh tefillin, und gestanden dort und gedarrend mit das. Kommt da rein a Nazi, seht das, geht mit Sugar, sagt, komm a Reus, alle Schomlin gegangen, a Reus geschleppt ihm von Barack, und jetzt der ganze Lager darf kommen sehen, was geht passieren zu ihm. So, even though he had not put on tefillin for all this time, and he wasn't keeping anything, the next day in the morning, Yidl puts it on, and he's putting the Shal Rosh on and the Shal Yad, and a German comes in and he sees that, and he makes a whole panorama. He shouts to the guards to schlep him out. He's going to go to the grounds, and the entire camp has got to come and watch was geht passieren. So, dorten is a table, a tisch, und sie sagen zu Yidl, to stay auf dem Tisch, there's a table, and they tell Yidl to get on the table, there's a bar and a noose, and they put the noose around his neck, and das geht sein the end von Yidl. Aber the Nazis will have a bissel fun. So can say to Yidl, what is your last request? So Yidl says, I want to be hung with a tefillin on me. I want to put on my shal rosh and my shal yad. I want to be hung with that on. So the German says, that's a very good idea. You'll hang with that and you'll sit, you'll will be like that for until tomorrow morning. So just before he is about to be hung, he puts on the shal yod, shal yad, shal rosh, and he sagt to the menschen, was gucken auf ihm, wo sie alle angefangen weinen, all started to cry. Und das hat nicht gewinnen, vor 6 Jahren haben sie gewinnen in der Lager, vor 6 Jahren waren sie in der Lager, they were always geweint, they couldn't cry anymore, aber als sie gesehen, als geht und von der Tefillin, haben sie alle geweint. Hat jeder gesagt zu sein, vor was weinst du? Das ist ein sehr guter Tag, was ich kann das tun. And you see these boxes? He says, these boxes, they mean something to us. They mean something to us, to the Jewish people. And he says, we have won. If I can put on tefillin here in hell, which we are, then we, the Jewish people, have won. At the Nazi gehört das, hat er gesagt, nehmen wir runter von das, das ist zu gering für ihn to be hanged. Take him off the table, it's too easy for him to die like this. Und er hat gesagt zu ihm, du darfst halten 2 Bricks in beide Hände, we're going to lash you 25 times, and if you drop those bricks, we'll shoot you. So umgeheben to lash him. Er gewinnt din, er gewinnt in der Lager vor langer Zeit. Aber er hat nicht, he didn't drop the stones. They lashed him, and his head was bloody. They took him, they threw him with a tefillin on a pile of dead bodies because they thought that he couldn't survive. No, he was unconscious, aber er hat nie gewinnt, er hat nie gestorben. Und mit all seinen Koch hat er rausgegangen von the pile of dead bodies und nur Hanid hat gesehen ihn und geholfen ihm, gegeben ihm etwas zu trinken. He bandaged his head and he nursed him back to hell. Und ein Sach, ich will sagen jetzt, und ich will angehen mit den Weißen im Mitzvahschem in noch einer Woche. Ein Mann hat gewesen, ein Officer, ein German Officer. Und er hat gewesen Mr. Tibbet. Mr. Tibbet, ich habe eine große Historie von ihm, was kommt dem letzten Woche. Er hat gewesen, der Nazi Officer hat gesagt, nehmen wir mal runter. And lash him. And then we've got stories about him. So I'll probably carry on with that email to Hashem, the Kumbh of Boch. Yeah.
Jeez, it's just absolutely amazing to understand what these guys went through in the concentration camps and how they still came out smiling.
And we can't actually absorb these kind of stories the way it should be, because we could never imagine such atrocities done to a human being.
Absolutely.
You know, it's actually, I've had this experience with a cousin of mine who survived Buchenwald. And when I eventually, many years afterwards, I visited him in Israel, and he said, you've been with me for 2 days, and I haven't taken you around Haifa. Tomorrow morning, just meet me. You'll see me sitting downstairs in my car, you know. I'm going to go to work, and then I'll come fetch you. But you'll see, I'll hoot at you, and you'll see me. Anyway, I went down the next morning, and there he was sitting in his Mercedes-Benz. And I got into his car, and I was sort of surprised that
he was driving.
My cousin was driving a Mercedes-Benz. Anyway, I didn't say anything. That's not my business. But the next morning, same thing. He says, I'll meet you downstairs in my car. Come to me. And I got into his car the second day. He said to me, I couldn't understand you. I saw you sitting with your face yesterday morning and this morning, same thing. You come into my car and you're like sitting gobsmacked. What's going on? I said, Yehuda, I don't understand. How can you, of all people, drive a Mercedes?
Given in Buchenwald and the
you, kids, 6 years. How can you drive a Mercedes? He says, the Mamzerim, they dafen batzolen derfar. Out of reparations, he used to get a new car every 2 years.
Yeah.
That's it. His words were, the bastards, they must pay for it.
Well, yes, the Naya law they brought out, they're going to pay another $11 million more reparation to certain people because they said they were underpaid and that was coming out now recently.
The guilt.
Guilt, yeah.
But what's the get on the news is that a lot of the survivors, I mean, and that's not that many more, but they're actually below the...
they live below the
bread line, yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well...
And that's us Jews, we don't understand that. And, I mean, why I don't understand why the government doesn't give them a bit extra money, whatever, just to that.
Well, that's the... You're talking about Israel.
Israel, yeah.
Well, the other issue is... That there's very, very, the numbers of the survivors are dwindling.
Yeah, but the money is also dwindling. Yeah,
anyway. No, but I think that what they'll get reparations, Germany will pay the reparations and Israel will pay it out. Anyway, it's nearly time for us to go. Nearly finished. Wie die Zeit läuft weg, huh?
Yeah, läuft sehr gut.
The 3Ks, Ronnie, Shoshana and Hilton will please God be back next week. At the same time and same place.
I'm all with Judy.
Together with Judy.
Yeah.
Hopefully your doctors will tell you that you're okay and you're allowed to go out.
And can we invite AK to come as well?
You can invite him. Goodbye, and I'll ask MK to come also.
Okay, good.
Goodbye, and thanks to all at Chai FM. Craig, thanks in the studio. Thank you, Kathy and the crew. Stay well. Drive carefully and enjoy yourselves.
And a good Shabbos, everybody.
And a good Shabbos and a lach and tonnet to those who are fasting today. Yeah. And we'll see you again, please God, next week.